Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Cougar Puberty Support for When Menopause Has You Hot, Hairy, and Hormonal, by Autumn Sky, is a practical, humor-driven guide about perimenopause and menopause. Positioned as a self-help and wellness book, it reframes the menopausal transition as a major life stage that deserves attention, support, and respect rather than embarrassment or silence. The book uses a bold, playful title and an irreverent tone to make a difficult topic feel more approachable. But its purpose is still serious, to help women understand symptoms such as hot flashes, mood changes, sleep disruption, brain fog, and other hormonal shifts. Based on the available material, the book combines plain language explanation with practical coping ideas and emotional validation. Its appeal lies in treating menopause as both a physical and psychological transition, while also challenging cultural attitudes that often dismiss midlife women. In that sense, it is both a symptom guide and a reframe of how menopause is discussed. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing perimenopause as a visible and valid life stage. A central idea in the book is that perimenopause should not be treated as a vague, hidden, or embarrassing problem. Autumn Sky uses the phrase cougar puberty to give the transition a memorable identity, making it easier to talk about openly. That matters because many women experience symptoms long before menopause is formally recognized. Yet, they are often told they are too young, too stressed, or simply overreacting. By naming the experience directly, the book helps readers interpret symptoms as part of a biological transition rather than personal failure. This reframing is not just semantic, it affects how women seek care, how they discuss symptoms with family or clinicians, and whether they feel entitled to support. The book therefore functions as a validation tool as much as an informational one. It argues that midlife hormonal change is real, common, and worth attention, and that acknowledging it can reduce isolation and confusion. Secondly, using humor to make menopause easier to discuss without minimizing it. The book stands out for its humor-based approach, which is clearly meant to lower the emotional barrier around a topic many people avoid. Menopause writing can easily become either clinical or overly uplifting. But Sky appears to choose a middle path, candid, informal, and lightly comic, while still grounded in the realities of the transition. Humor here is not used to deny discomfort. Instead, it creates distance from shame and makes symptoms easier to name. That is useful because menopause can involve awkward or socially loaded issues, such as night sweats, sudden mood shifts, and bodily changes that many women feel they should hide. A humorous tone can make readers feel less alone and more willing to continue reading long enough to absorb practical guidance. It also reflects a broader cultural critique if the subject has been treated as taboo, then laughter can become a tool for restoring normal conversation. In that sense, the book uses wit as a method of accessibility, not as a replacement for seriousness. Thirdly, treating hormonal symptoms as practical problems that deserve everyday management. The available descriptions suggest that the book emphasizes concrete symptom management rather than abstract theory. It addresses issues commonly associated with menopause and perimenopause, including hot flashes, sleep disruption, mood swings, brain fog, and physical changes that can feel confusing or disruptive. The value of this approach is that it frames symptoms as manageable aspects of daily life instead of unavoidable chaos. Readers are likely encouraged to make adjustments in routine, self-care, and lifestyle, which is a common and useful strategy in menopause education. This matters because many women are looking not for a cure, but for a workable blueprint that helps them function better at home, at work, and in relationships. The book appears to respect that need by focusing on sustainable support rather than dramatic promises. That practical orientation is important in a category where readers often want immediate relief, clear explanations, and a sense that their experience can be handled step by step. Fourthly, addressing the emotional and identity changes that accompany midlife hormones. Beyond physical symptoms, the book also appears to recognize the emotional weight of menopause. The transition is presented as something that can affect mood, confidence, self-image, and a woman's sense of place in the world. This broader framing is important because menopause is rarely experienced as a purely medical event. It can coincide with career pressures, caregiving, aging parents, teenagers, relationship strain, and changing expectations about femininity and attractiveness. The book's tone suggests that it pays attention to these layers rather than reducing menopause to hormone levels alone. That makes the guidance more realistic, because readers are not only trying to reduce hot flashes, they are also trying to stay emotionally stable and feel like themselves. By acknowledging the psychological side of the transition, the book helps normalize anxiety, irritability, and uncertainty as understandable responses to bodily change. This makes it more useful than books that focus narrowly on symptoms without considering the lived experience of midlife. Lastly, challenging cultural stigma around aging women and midlife visibility. A strong thematic thread in the available material is resistance to the idea that women in midlife should quietly fade into the background. The book positions menopause as a stage that can be approached with agency rather than resignation, pushing back against social narratives that treat aging as decline. That cultural argument gives the book a distinct identity within the menopause category. It is not only teaching symptom coping. It is also questioning why menopause has so often been framed as loss, embarrassment, or invisibility. This matters because stigma can shape whether women talk to doctors, ask for support, or feel entitled to make changes in their lives. By presenting menopause as a legitimate and even empowering transition, the book encourages a more confident relationship with aging. The effect is to move the conversation from private discomfort to social recognition. Readers who respond to this message are likely looking for both information and a more respectful language for their own experience. In conclusion, Cougar Puberty Support for When Menopause Has You Hot, Hairy, and Hormonal is best suited to women in perimenopause or menopause who want guidance that is both practical and emotionally validating. It may also appeal to readers supporting a partner, friend, or family member through this stage, especially those who want a clearer and less clinical understanding of what is happening. The book's main benefit is that it combines symptom awareness with a direct challenge to the silence and stigma that often surround midlife hormonal change. That makes it useful for readers who want more than a list of medical facts. Compared with many menopause books, it distinguishes itself through tone and positioning. It is openly humorous, culturally aware, and designed to make a difficult subject easier to discuss. At the same time, it still appears grounded in everyday coping and realistic support rather than exaggerated promises. For readers who want a guide that feels candid, modern, and approachable, this book offers a memorable entry point into menopause education while reinforcing that the transition is manageable and worth taking seriously. If you would like to support Autumn Sky, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided. In the podcast description, after reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.